Hello and welcome to Sunday Afternoon Baseball. I'm Dave Barkley.
I'm Paul Frank, and this is Sunday Afternoon Baseball.
Special Cleveland edition.
Cleveland edition, which I just got back from.
Yeah.
Cleveland,
Field
Ohio.
Reporter Paul Frank just came back from Cleveland.
Yeah, I was at the game on Friday. I picked a really good one to go to.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great game. Oh, the Snyder home run came so close to us.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
What would you have done if you caught that?
I would have thrown it back? No. Given it to a child. I would have given it to a child, and I would have said, here, there's a free lesson on disappointment.
You would have thrown it in his face?
An Indians fan. Yeah, I would have thrown it point blank, 1 foot away from his face.
Breaking a lot of teeth.
Mm-hmm. Hey, there we are.
There's the Jays fans in Cleveland.
I'm the bald guy in the middle. Yeah. So, yeah. Great town, Cleveland. I highly recommend going.
Yeah.
Couldn't be easier to get to. The rock and roll.
It's just down the highway.
Yeah, man. You take the fucking...
What if it was where Hamilton is? Wouldn't it be easier to get to there?
Yeah, that's where we left from.
Oh.
Yeah, you gotta leave from Hamilton.
Wait. What if Cleveland was in Hamilton and Hamilton was in Cleveland?
You know what? It would also be super easy to get to if you lived in, like, Akron or Cleveland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you lived in Cleveland,
you'd be like, you're...
You just roll out of bed.
Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I guess I'm in Cleveland. My name is Drew Carey.
Yeah.
Did you see Drew Carey when you were in Cleveland?
Oh, like, every time I open my eyes.
I think that's a Drew Carey-shaped cataract you have there.
Yeah, these are my custom Drew Carey contact lenses that I wore the whole time. Yep, saw Drew Carey. He's the guy who hit the home run against us on Thursday, the Grand Slam, to win it.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pronk,
yeah.
They call him for short. Did you go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Oh my God, yeah.
Yeah.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Did you get inducted?
No.
Hmm.
No. Someday.
Yeah.
Once I'm a 25-year, tenured musician.
Oh, is that the rule?
I think it's 20 or 25. Maybe it's 20. 25?
Yeah.
20?
I feel like...
25?
Wait, do you have to still be alive?
No.
Can you be like Tupac?
You can Tupac your way in.
Still create after death?
Yeah. I think Tupac will get in one day.
Do they have, like, hip-hop artists and rappers?
Yeah. Run DMC's in the Hall of Fame.
Oh.
Yep.
So really, it's more of a modern music Hall of Fame.
Well, yeah.
Is Beethoven?
No.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Whoa. They have a special spot where Beethoven is not.
Yeah. They have a special exhibit where you get to spit on Beethoven's grave.
Seems harsh. That's what Beethoven gets for being buried in Cleveland. So they got the Indians in today, and they're wearing their old-style unis.
Oh, yeah. They were wearing their new-style unis when I went.
Yeah.
So that was dumb.
Yeah, you like the old-stylers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And Carlos Carrasco is pitching against Brett Cecil, which is maybe a record for C's in a pitching matchup. Carlos Carrasco,
Kret Creekrell.
Yeah.
Oh!
Yunel Escobar gets a hit to lead off the game.
Actually, it was Eric Thames. Escobar struck out on three pitches.
This is why we're not play-by-play, man.
Nope. Too busy
Escobar
talking.
Escobar struck out on three pitches.
Yeah, man.
What a dick. Oh, they have... this is the first half MVP race. They have Jose Bautista, Adrian Gonzalez, and Justin Verlander.
So far, yeah, I don't buy Verlander, because that's what the Cy Young Award is for.
Yeah, it's pretty rare that a pitcher will get the MVP.
I think you got to give the edge to Adrian Gonzalez right now.
Oh, you agree with Sports Illustrated?
On most things. I agree that John Rocker was way out of line all those years ago. Hey, is Steve back next weekend?
Oh, I hope so.
Steve Pookin.
We gotta up these production values.
Has been conspicuously absent these last few weeks.
Yeah. And,
I never really fully heard where he was.
Oh, he has a blog, though.
I never read.
As a rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't read the blog in a little while. The last update was, like, Cambodia, I think, that I read. Oh, here, I have a fan letter.
Oh, yeah?
That we can read.
We
yeah.
We actually got one?
Well, not technically to our email address, which is sundayafternoonbaseball@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. Why don't people...
But someone...
Send it through the proper avenues.
Well, this was on top of a conversation me and our fan Megan Brady was already having.
Oh, yeah.
And she just started asking a bunch of questions about the podcast, because she's listened to a couple episodes.
Okay.
And I thought I should read them on air. It's a four-parter.
Uh-huh.
So this is what Megan's curious about. She
this said, is real.
This is real. Genuine curiosity.
Where did she send this?
To my email address. Dave Barclays.
Hmm.
Which I'm not going to give out for personal reasons. Because it would get flooded.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think I already gave it out in like episode one, though, anyway.
I think so. So if you're curious, just backtrack to episode one.
Yeah.
Put the pieces together.
Only
we're going to make you work for it.
Persistent stalker.
It's Dave Barclay at sailormoon.gov.
.gov. The official government of the moon.
Yeah.
Which loves Sailor Moon. All right. So here's the question. I've listened to a couple episodes of the podcast now. Still enjoying.
It's not a question.
Yeah. That wasn't... Yeah. It's coming.
Okay. Okay.
All right, I'll start again. I've listened to a couple episodes of the podcast now. Still enjoying. Will upcoming episodes feature your take on the recent spate of ever-so-slight umpire disagreements the Jays have faced?
No.
Would you be terrified to see Crazy Eyes Rauch bearing down on you while brushing off 6'4 Ferrell like King Kong beating down airplanes from atop the Empire State Building?
That was awesome.
Was Encarnacion safe?
Yes.
Why do none of these things happen on Sunday afternoon games so that you can discuss and debate as they occur? These are the burning questions of the day, sir. Megan Brady.
Those are some good questions.
Yeah.
Well, Megan, if you... I would argue that some exciting stuff has happened on Sunday afternoons.
Yes.
Remember that
Not
game?
Controversial stuff, though.
Yeah, but a lot of people felt that 3 home runs for Jose Bautista was far too many.
Yeah. Mostly,
even Jays fans.
Mostly the Minnesota Twins.
They're like, come on.
Get real.
Would I be terrified to see Crazy Eyes Rauch bearing down on me?
Mm-hmm.
Probably,
yes.
I think so, if I was an umpire.
I'm almost as tall as him, though.
John Rauch.
Yeah. How tall is John Rauch?
He's roughly 7 feet tall.
I think he's
6'11".
5'10"?
Yeah, he's my height. He's yeah. A little shorter than me, actually.
And he just... His neck tattoos make him look tall.
Yeah. They're like vertical stripes. They make him look taller and slimmer. I would be terrified to see John Rauch coming at me if he was...
Mm-hmm.
As angry as he was at that umpire.
Yeah, and John Farrell is trying to stop Rauch from coming at you.
Yeah. Would I be terrified if I was John Farrell?
No. Is that the... No, this is the situation.
Okay,
John
so
Farrell
like all you
him.
Have in the way is John Farrell.
Yeah.
Which is clearly
And he gets swatted
insufficient.
Away like
yeah.
an airplane.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I don't think I'd trust that as a buffer.
As a safety zone?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd probably be dead in that situation.
Yeah, but you gotta think, like, what would Rauch have really, like, physically, you know, laid hands on the ump? Or was that just all, like, an intimidation thing for show?
Pretty sure you'd just break him in half.
So we could have seen baseball's first on-field homicide.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for John
And
Farrell.
Then put the parts of the umpire's bodies on pikes in the bullpen as a warning to other umpires.
Yeah. You know what I bet? We have guests coming to the show.
That's
today.
True.
Mel Paraboo and Darren Barlow.
That's right.
Both of whom we have each collaborated with for many a year.
Mm-hmm. Together.
Together in a group called Players.
That's right. The The Theater Collective / Sketch Group.
Yes. And yeah, also I do a thing with them occasionally called Bear and Fox, which is a comedy band collective.
That's right.
Yeah. You gotta be good at music to be in that one, Dave.
What are you saying?
I'm saying...
Do you realize you're talking to the star of Dogs the Musical?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Here's the scouting report for Brett Cecil. Stay on top means that he always does it in the butt.
Here's the heater means he likes to keep his furnace secret and then unleash it on his guests at the last moment. Here's the heater, he says.
The third point is great change-up last start, meaning, if you recall, he pitched his last game wearing a lady's dress.
Yeah, nice change-up.
Nice change-up. I wasn't expecting you to wear a dress.
I wasn't expecting the pink one.
I wasn't expecting you to look so sexy.
I wasn't expecting to make out with you, but there I was.
I wasn't expecting you'd be soon pregnant.
I wasn't expecting to pay all these payments. What are they called? Child support.
I wasn't,
What, Buck Martinez? What were you not expecting?
I wasn't expecting two dicks where there should have been one or zero, given the situation.
Ah, oh, if I had a nickel. That scouting report was brought to you by Bamboo.
Bamboo! It's good for caning kids.
You can stick it under the fingernails of the people you're torturing.
Bamboo! Try it in soup!
Bamboo! If you're a panda, you love this shit!
And that was the scouting report for Brett Cecil.
Brett Cecil. Now you understand what he's all about.
And why you missed a great game.
That's right. Speaking of great game, the bases are loaded for the Indians.
Yeah.
Or as I call them, the Native Americans.
Yeah, that's what they call them, too.
Okay. I guess I'm reading these uniforms wrong.
Sometimes indigenous peoples.
Yeah. So, Mel and Darren are coming.
Yeah.
They're going to be funny. Yeah. Darren doesn't like baseball as much as Mel. Or he's just new to baseball constantly. Yeah. So
he's given it a chance.
I've laid out some reading material for him here. There's two movie entertainment magazines, one with Julianne Moore on the cover. Oh,
sexy.
Oh, and if you like that, then here's Angelina Jolie.
Oh, weird looking.
Yeah, and also the Yellow Pages.
Oh, nice. He'll love that.
Yeah, that's as a last resort.
Here's the scouting report for Carlos Carriando. Tribe's top pitching prospect means... that he was born a Native American.
He also has a late-moving fastball, which means he sometimes throws it so late he forgets to do it.
And he's got a superb changeup, which means his dress was even sexier than Brett Cecil's.
Yeah, superb. Changeup.
We've already made a lot of transvestite references, so let's just get right to the sponsorship. That scouting report was brought to you by Kleenex. Kleenex. It's good for cleaning up all of God's messes.
Kleenex!
And on that note, timed in nicely with the scouting report.
Hello.
Our guests are here.
So are we allowed to like swear and burn stuff?
Yeah. We prefer if you do.
You can burn whatever you want.
The podcast is labeled explicit on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
And we often have a hard time living up to that.
Okay. Great.
Yeah, pretty much we just watch the game. Don't feel the pressure to always describe what's going on in the game, because the people at home don't really know.
Yeah.
There's three men.
There's three
standing.
Large men.
Yeah.
One of them. Oh god, they're coming closer. Oh god, no.
That's a medium shot of a man.
Yeah.
The second man has entered the frame.
You want to describe camera angles? This is your guy.
Yeah.
We're in a
Darren
wide
Brown's
shot.
Giving
That's
us
what
the,
they call
the
it.
Filmmaker's perspective.
Wait.
There was contact.
First contact. Yeah, we're doing okay right now.
Yeah, I got two guys on.
Yeah.
Two guys off.
Yeah.
Two guys
true.
On, two guys off. That's how it works, right?
As they say.
Carlos Carrasco. Interesting story about him. He's pitching today.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
We did.
Get ready for it, everyone.
This is a good Twizzler.
Yep. And his first and last name starts with a C. So that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, we did cover that. Did we?
We talked about there being a lot of C's in the pitcher's names today.
My phone's ringing.
Oh, great.
I actually know more about baseball than you guys think.
Why don't you take us through
it? Tell us 10 things you know about baseball,
Dan. For instance, I know the origins of baseball. I know how it started.
Oh, really?
Baseball began in 1953.
Okay. You're right.
Yeah.
It was when a group of men who couldn't make sports teams in real sports, like hockey and basketball, they decided to form a league where athletic ability was not required.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
That's the foundation, 1953. Interesting fact.
That's when that happened.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Who was the first baseball player?
Ruth Babe.
A woman.
Yeah. A sexy woman.
Yeah.
She was pretty hot. She distracted the other team with her looks, and that's how she won so many World Series.
Oh, great.
Oh,
thanks,
in 1953.
We really did underestimate your knowledge.
First baseball game ever played was on top of the Sears Tower in Chicago.
Yeah.
They wanted to make it an extreme sport, high altitude.
Yeah.
You know?
Trying to get into the X Games.
Okay. But
to try to counteract the lack of athletic ability?
Exactly. Trying to make it look like a real sport.
Yeah, low muscles, high bravery.
The problem was that every time they dove up for balls, they were falling over the edge of the building and dying. Yeah, a lot of
too
good
extreme.
Men died. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of good men up there.
When everyone dies, it goes from extreme to dumb.
Yeah.
Extremely bad.
Yeah.
So then they moved it to cornfields from there. I think Kevin Costner started that. Introduced the cornfields into the game.
What a pioneer.
It worked. It caught. That was, 1958.
Yeah. And where do they play baseball now?
Now I think it's mainly in Asia. It really took on over there. I think that's where Major League Baseball plays out of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Cleveland, Ohio, Asia. Right? That's
oh,
where the game
Asia.
Is today.
Yeah. It's the Chinese province.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's a great report, Dan.
Yeah. Interesting facts.
Yeah.
I might have some more. I'll see what I can...
I think we might make you the official historian of Sunday afternoon baseball.
I know a lot about it.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. I'm sorry if we ever underestimated you.
Okay.
That's okay.
It's something you've been used to all your life, I imagine.
Yeah. Always underestimated.
Yeah.
Just like my beard.
Yeah.
No one believes. I'll
underestimate your ability to fully grow a beard.
So I'm going to prove him correct.
So far I'm like estimating it or like even overestimating it.
Hmm.
I remember in the past underestimating your ability to eat a large burrito, and you proved me wrong there.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
That's a good burrito.
Yeah.
Sorry, as a wait, I was actually called down in the bullpen for a few minutes.
Oh,
just
to warm up?
Well,
so that was
they called me, and I said, guys, I'm doing the podcast. I can't simultaneously do a podcast and this, so choose. Where do you want me? And there's some swearing, some hitting, some spitting.
Yeah, some crotch grabbing.
Most of that was from me, but anyway, I'm back.
Yeah, we did hear a lot of spitting from the other room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean the bullpen?
Yeah, the bullpen.
Yeah.
Why is it called the bullpen? Bullpen. Bull?
I guess.
Why is it called the bullpen?
Darren?
Is that where
they used to keep bowls in there.
Did you say bowls or bowls?
Like an actual bowl.
It used to be called
the bowl pen. Yeah.
And then they
for
practiced
pasta,
throwing
pasta
bastardized.
They practiced throwing baseballs at bowls of pasta.
Yeah.
See how fast they would break.
See what kind of tomato sauce stains they could make on the walls.
But then everyone kept mixing up the word ball and bowl. Like, they sound similar. And
yeah.
Just caused a lot of confusion. So they
I'm still not sure what you're saying.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I barely know what's going on.
Yeah. Look at this, huh?
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Actually, originally, I think it was called the bowel pen. Mm. And that's where they used to keep the outhouse.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
and then it just evolved from there.
Was it back in the days of Kevin Costner? You're talking
yeah,
about
back in the Costner.
58?
The Costner
yeah.
era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the two people in the Hall of Fame, Ruth Babe
and Kevin
Costner.
Costner.
Mm. Well, any baseball fan knows that.
Yeah. I don't even know why we're saying it out loud.
Yeah.
Standard knowledge, really.
It's great.
Yeah.
You guys know a lot.
Oh, okay. It's
do you guys harder. Do you guys have any mortgage information you can give out? You know what, guys?
Mm.
I think that at some point we should all make some sort of baseball metaphor connection between baseball and life.
Oh, okay.
Let's just aim to each get one of those out.
I feel like that's all I ever do.
Yeah.
But I can do it again.
That's right. What you live.
Yeah. A metaphor.
Yeah. Your life is a metaphor for baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that what we're doing?
Yep. So, for example, you know, life's a lot like baseball, guys. Some days you hit a home run. Some days you get to make out with John Olerud.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I wish.
Right?
My life's not like that. It's only like the first part.
That's just an example. Like, you don't have to use that one.
I think Kanye West and Little John / Little Wayne, because I don't know the difference between the two of them, said it best in the song, and this is the direct quote. Here's another hit, Barry Bonds, Suck My Back, Bitch.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's
a real
nice
song.
Lesson.
It's a real song.
Direct quote, I didn't make that up.
And it's Lil Wayne.
You guys.
Darren, I just realized I also don't thought those were the same person.
Yeah, I can't tell the difference.
For anyone
yeah.
who's listening... those guys are white.
Who, Little Wayne and Little John?
No, you,
yeah,
Little Darren and Little Dave.
All right. Should
you
we
guys.
Tell the people at home who's white and who's not here?
No, let's let them, well, now they know. Some of the cats are
they
in
don't
the
two,
yeah.
Yeah.
They don't know the other two, though.
We're going to reveal the other two at the end of the podcast. So, have you guys seen any games this year?
Well, I don't want to brag, but I've umpired some real clinching games of, soccer baseball.
Oh, okay.
And, let me tell you, it's a rip-roaring way to have some fun if you like baseball, and you like soccer, and you're in grade 5, and in my gym class.
Oh, great. I did used to love soccer baseball. It was, seemed a lot easier to kick a... soccer baseball than to hit a real baseball.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Even if it was off a tee.
I got in trouble a lot for my kids because they all play baseball. Apparently that's what kids do now. They just play
oh.
fucking baseball all the time.
Great.
And I guess I did the wrong signs all the time for everything. So I was like, you know what, guys? I'm making up my own sign. When I make this shape with my body, when I make an F, that means a foul.
Oh, okay. So umpiring signs, like safe and out.
Yeah.
What was the sign you made
fouls.
For safe?
Safe, I'd be like, safe! You know, like a baby, like cradling
oh,
a baby.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
And then I'd, like, you know...
Yeah, you comb its hair with your hand.
And I got... they tried to teach me stuff like this, and, you know, shaking your fist, and I couldn't remember what was what. Sometimes I'd be like, foul! I'm like, no, that's the wrong sign! And
yeah.
I'd be like, shut up! You shut your mouth!
Yeah, that makes sense, though, if something's foul in life.
Yeah.
You shake your fist at it.
Well, that's the other thing I did for foul. Sometimes I would... hold my nose and like pretend something was sneaky and be like foul
yeah.
Woo, foul ball smell that
you.
Ball and then some of them got a kick out of that but the real hard baseballers yeah I had to point out to them guess what we're not playing real baseball we're playing soccer baseball
yeah
anything goes buddy
whole different group of
you know
signals
anything goes I got a whole wad of coke back here we're gonna do after so get ready for
grade 5
soccer.
Really changed
yeah well it's in the curriculum.
it's in the curriculum.
I'm going to talk to your government.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this, call Jack Layton right now and tell him that you demand...
Yeah, Prime Minister Jack Layton.
You demand to see changes to the soccer baseball curriculum. Ad hoc. I put that in there. I don't know what it means, but
it's Latin.
It sounds
for
important.
More hawks, please.
It sounds important. So who's got some baseball life metaphors?
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, life is a lot like baseball. No matter what, for 3 days of the year, you're in Cleveland.
Thames!
Thames!
Darren, report on what just happened.
A man is running. His name is Thames.
Thames.
Thames. He's, if people are high-fiving him, he did something good.
He has a beard like yours.
Is his first name James? James Thames?
I wish.
Hi, my name's James Thames.
His beard's thicker than mine and well-trimmed.
Yeah.
He hit a ball.
He looks like he's keeping it stylistically thin on purpose, whereas, well...
Looks like we got a real looks like we got a real ball game on us now, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 2-0 in the third. Toronto up to bat. Some sort of Latin fellow. The guy who was just up is... He's kind of cute, but his hair's a little messy.
He was wearing a helmet.
I'd still probably make out with him, though.
Whoa, so, that guy almost got hit in the face.
Wow, that's Bautista.
Bautista,
and
I've heard that name
before. He is a real shit kicker. You don't want to get in this guy's way.
You don't want to get in his kitchen.
No.
He's taking
this
really seriously.
He's got 63 RBIs. Do you know what RBI stands for, Darren?
Rheumatoid bottom?
No. Racial battery incidences.
Oh.
So he's got 63 of them. Stay out of his way. You'll be racially battered.
And even 32 where he was the victim and 32 where he was the perpetrator.
God, you're good at math.
Not really.
No.
I have a baseball metaphor, though.
Yes.
Nice.
Good.
My life is like baseball in that everyone watches me all the time and really enjoys themselves.
That's really good.
Pretty good, Dave.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Did Krista tell you that?
Yes. Except for the it's like baseball part. She just told me straight up that she like enjoys watching me.
I got one for you.
Yeah?
Baseball is a lot like life.
Mm.
You can always count on Pap Orders.
It's true.
Baseball is a lot like life. A lot of the people in it are getting DUIs these days.
Good one.
Baseball's a lot like life.
I wish those old people weren't right behind the batter.
They're fucking bumming me out.
They're fucking ruining things for me. And I'm like, what am I watching? Is this baseball or a morgue?
Is this baseball or the Golden Girls episode where they go to a baseball game?
Is this baseball or The Mummy Returns? Like, what's going on? I'm pretty sure I saw a sarcophagus behind one of them. Those people in the stand, they're going to get eaten by a mummy. Well, they better get out of there.
Are you guys ready for my jokes?
Yep.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm still writing my super serious inner thing.
Okay. I just can't keep this inside.
You guys are well prepared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got home at 3:30 in the morning.
We don't need to know your dirty laundry.
Yeah. You could have just got through this and been amazing as usual, and no one had to know that you got no sleep.
We're
going to edit all that out.
Yeah, right.
Where were you?
I was in Cleveland.
Keep this in, future us.
Who'd you go to Cleveland with?
Nap.
Nice.
Yeah. Paul's girlfriend.
They know.
They know because they've all tried to ask you out.
Have you guys ever kissed?
Oh God, Darren, that's personal.
Are you kissing Cleveland?
No. Yeah, we did.
Oh, man.
We kissed all the time.
You kissed after?
Did you kiss in the baseball stadium?
Yeah, I don't know. Did we?
You kissed after Snyder's home run?
I think we high-fived.
You hand-kissed.
Yeah.
That's like a kiss.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That's like when I had my first kiss at age 4.
Oh, yeah. And then a 20-year dry spell.
Yeah. Hi-oh! You know what you guys need? You need a gong.
Some weeks we really do.
Yeah, sound effects.
Okay, Darren, we don't need a whole sound effects crew. We just want everything. A little gong.
You need laser beams?
We're going to CGI in some farts.
No, you don't CGI sound effects.
Yeah,
if the farts are like...
generated.
I would love it if I came in here and looked over to the things. Left and in the corner of the living room was an old man making like horse sounds, like, you know...
Usually that's Steve Pookin, but he's away.
I think I did that in choir when I was a kid. I was the clobber. You guys remember that song that there's some kid in the choir has to clop cups?
I don't know that song, dude.
I feel like I've seen it in different choirs.
Yeah, it happens.
I think you're making that song up.
Oh my god. No, it's like French or something.
I think they kicked you out of the choir, and they were like, here, play with these for a while.
It's not too far from the truth.
Did he just break his bat? Did you see that?
They break their bats a lot.
Yeah, they're made of maple. It's like a really soft wood.
This is terrible for the forestry industry. I'm sure you're going to have protesters soon. Baseball hasn't been out that long, but as soon as people catch on to what's going on, they're really going to protest the hell out of
it. It's good for the forestry industry. They sell more wood.
Mm-hmm. Bad for the forest.
There you go. That's what I meant.
Yeah. Fern Gully elves are going to be mad.
Interesting baseball fact.
Oh, boy.
Until 1981, they didn't use baseball bats. They just weren't invented yet. The technology wasn't there.
Did they just, like, they threw the bomb, he punched it with his fist?
It was mined. So they had baseballs as well, but they couldn't use them because they didn't have bats. So they mined everything.
God, you know a lot about baseball.
Well, I've done some reading. Well, the first bat was actually developed by Tom Selleck.
In Mr. Baseball?
Or in Megan P.I.
Well, Megan P.I. was just a little side project. But baseball was his true passion, and he invented the baseball bat. 1981. He could have been an all-star. But every time I threw the ball at him, it often, like, 50% of the time, it would disappear.
For the record, this is, like, the most he has ever spoken, I think, like, ever.
You don't know why the ball disappeared yet.
He's gotta get it all out of his system.
So... the reason the ball would disappear, it would just vanish. Later that night, he'd have an itch under his nose, he'd scratch, and a baseball would fall out of his mustache.
What? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So it would get lost in the bristles.
Sucked right into his mustache and disappear. Lost a lot of good baseballs that way.
But he found them later in his mustache.
Well, they would fall into soup and they'd be ruined.
Oh, yeah. They didn't have soup-proof baseballs back then.
You know what? I hate when my baseballs get ruined by soup.
Yeah.
It just really, man, just put a damper on my decade when you do that.
For a while, when I was young, I thought I could increase the baseball's pop by keeping them in soup before a game. But it didn't work.
That's what the dead ball era was all about.
Yeah, it was an urban myth.
They would soak the balls in soup.
Yeah.
So that when they were thrown, they'd sink straight down.
Can I level with you guys for a minute? I heard that the first baseballs were actually large meatballs in a casing.
And they would explode when they were hit.
Yeah.
And children would cheer and it'd be excited because meatballs would just fly through the air into their mouths. And that's why Italian people love baseball.
Yeah, Joe DiMaggio.
Yeah.
That's how he got started.
He would throw meatballs to the crowd.
Yeah. A lot of the children would mistakenly call baseball players Santa Claus because they would give them gifts of meatballs. off their bats.
And that's why people are always dying to catch a ball when they're in the stands, because it comes from the tradition of meatballs.
Children.
Yeah.
You're hungry.
Feed a family for a month. Okay, guys. This is my segment. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
As we know, the whole concept of the Cleveland Indians and mostly their logo is super racist.
Yeah.
Well, unless you like Indians, which I like Indians. So I guess you don't, so you're racist.
Yeah. Wait. What?
Turn the tables on you there, dude.
Alright. But just for this segment, let's accept that they're racist.
I have accepted that for years, don't worry.
Yeah. This is 5 easy ways the Cleveland Indians can stop being racist.
Okay.
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 First, this is like a several parter, but they changed their logo from Chief Wahoo, who's a caricature of a Native American, to Gandhi.
Yeah.
And then they changed the baseball bats to cricket bats.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And Cleveland, the name Cleveland, to Mumbai.
So far this.
So the Mumbai Indians.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
This might be racist still, but
I think this is all
there are hints of racism in this.
Flashes. It's not as on the nose.
Wait, what about this one?
Okay.
And they changed the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame to a movie theater that only plays Slumdog Millionaire.
Okay.
Wouldn't people get tired of that? Do you know how big the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is?
You know how big that movie is?
Do you know how great Slumdog Millionaire is?
Are they going to show it on like all 7 floors?
Yeah, that's like a hard movie to
watch.
No,
they're just
going to
have like the biggest screen in the world. Like IMAX times 4.
Is it going to be 24-hour theater? Like,
yeah.
It's just like Slumdog on repeat?
Yeah.
Each floor will get 1/7 of the movie. So you won't see the whole thing.
Yeah. And only after you've been there for 24 hours will you be able to put it all together.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
Oh, yeah. Jai Ho! Remember that?
Nope. Don't remember that part.
At the end.
That's a good idea, Dave. You can make it less racist.
Yeah.
It's a, you know, there's a Chicago Blackhawks, the Edmonton Eskimos.
Yeah.
There's a theme going on here.
The Washington Redskins.
Pretty, yeah, they're pretty controversial. And a lot of Native leaders often protest these team names.
Yeah.
Well, what's the last one?
Oh, no, that was just one.
Oh, God.
That was
okay.
A simple part one.
Okay.
It's okay. We got a lot of time. Okay. This is another way the Cleveland Indians can stop being racist. Have their friends go, woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Just kidding. Ironic.
Yeah.
So they explain it.
That's a good one.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
God, you should work for the UN.
Oh, man. That'd be great.
That'd be amazing.
Number 3. Instead of having their logo just be one racist caricature, their logo should be the painting The Last Supper with all the different races caricatured, including Mr. Monopoly for white people.
Yep.
And that way it's just equal opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If,
yeah,
if you offend everyone evenly, then you're really not offending anyone at all.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think someone famous said that, right?
Gandhi.
I think so. Topical. Here's another one. Number 4. Give $1 billion to Native Americans.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't care where you're from. Yep.
Yeah.
But what if they don't have the money, could they just pay them in cigarettes?
I think so. Or build casinos.
I heard they like them.
That's not racist.
I'm not being racist. I'm trying to be kind. I'm just thinking about what it means.
You're just curious. Number 5. The easy ways the Cleveland Indians can stop being racist. Change their name to the Cleveland Lindians and change their logo to a picture of Adam Lind.
Oh, great idea.
Yeah, that makes everyone, especially Paul Frank, happy.
I have no idea who that is, but yeah.
He's our first baseman.
Yeah, you'll see him.
Obviously. Can I tell you guys something that I've just never told anyone? Sometimes I wish in baseball that when you got to the bases, that the players actually made out and did those bases.
Yeah.
That was the rule.
So you get to first base and then you kiss. And you get to second base and then they get to fill you up.
Yeah.
And you get to third base and whatever happens at third base.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's controversial, right?
People wouldn't that be great? It's called sexy baseball. Or Saturday night.
They probably have
sexy baseball somewhere. It's probably something they do in Japan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of those
at clubs.
Or like swingers leagues.
Yeah. I've heard of those, but I've never tried to join one.
Are you really cold? No? Oh, yeah, you're right by the...
No, I'm fine, though. Yeah, don't ignore me. Yeah. I'm just kind of...
I can override the AC to different temperature levels.
No, this is a great temperature. I'm just, like, a little under the weather. Like,
okay.
Here's the weather, here's me.
Yeah.
Do you want us to order you in some soup?
No, and I actually love having a blanket on.
Okay,
so,
yeah.
So, I'm weird. Just
my Nana made that blanket.
Aw, I love Nana.
Yeah. We should have Nana on the podcast.
Oh my gosh, please tell me you've had your mom on the podcast.
We've had my dad.
You had Bob.
Oh my gosh.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We enjoy it. We should have my mom on in the future. And Nana as a tag team.
And Paul's dad.
Yeah, we could have Bruce, Ellie.
Yep.
Maybe your dad could be here right now.
See, the thing is, and I'll probably edit this out, I don't really, like, if my dad hears it, he'll be like, oh, that was very mean.
But can you just do your dad, like, doing real commentary on this?
Yeah.
Great.
I really want to.
Can you do all our dads, actually?
I could.
All right. And Krista's dad.
Yeah, sure. Dave's dad. Oh! The colored fella just hit it way foul.
For the record, Dave's dad does not say colored fella.
Yeah.
But that was really
funny.
He's
had lots of opportunities.
Yeah.
He's never taken it.
That's so funny.
All right, my dad. Brett says on his throat, a ball of yarn. The handmade glove of the tall boy sitting down with his bum off the ground. Oopsie doopsie. Looks like this one's caught.
Your dad's really into arts and crafts.
Who could follow that commentary? That was fantastic.
Do you have a Merv?
I've only met Merv once.
Yeah, my dad is like, it would be more like a big long tangent about a conspiracy theory about how he one day he could have owned the Blue Jays, but then all these crazy things happened and it's a conspiracy and
hard luck story.
Yeah. That's my dad.
Darren, do you do Mel's dad?
Yeah, it sounds like this.
Oh, stupid.
That's what he sounds like. Exactly what he sounds like.
Yeah, okay. You're ugly.
I'd actually be a good umpire. You're ugly.
Yeah, a fashion one.
That's what he sounds like. And he loves baseball, I must add. Merv Paraboo loves him some baseball.
Oh, man. We should have him on.
He's a big baseball fan. He wouldn't understand what's happening right now. So what? This is stupid. There's a... What it... Alright, so there's no beer.
so there's no beer.
Yeah. You wouldn't get this.
Hmm. And can Paul or Darren do Darren's dad? Tiger?
Oh, Darren does Tiger the best.
Oh, yeah. I can do
Tiger. Oh, actually,
Mal
does a good Tiger.
Wanna try?
Damn it, they get... They don't understand. They hit the damn bum. Just hit the damn ball. I don't know. I don't care. It's not football. You hit the damn ball and I just eat a bar and I don't know, I don't like baseball. I just look at all that grass they're wasting and there's all these trees they're cutting down in BC and they're gonna play ball. I vote for the Green Party.
That was good.
That was pretty good, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was great.
Yep.
Oh, and then anus?
Yeah.
Alright. So, that lake looks awfully cold.
Oh my god.
What you gotta do is
oh my god.
Go jump in the lake. You gotta jump in the lake.
grab yourself a fish and fight it to death.
When Anus meets my dad, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
They're really going to like each other. Oh, coffee flavored.
let's do it right now. I'll be your dad. Someone else's anus.
I'll be Anus.
Yeah.
All right.
What's wrong with your mouth? What? Oh, you're ugly. Well, I got a riddle for you. What's ugly? Your damn mouth.
Oh my god.
That's why I'm really angry. Oh my god. Set those guys up in a double roast of each other.
Oh,
the dude gave up a hit.
Not used to this.
Whoa! Cue the Benny Hill music. Whoa! People the ball, drop the ball, people the ball! Bunch of idiots.
I have an exciting story, you guys.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was on News Talk 1010 Radio.
Awesome.
Representing all Jays fans.
When?
Was that with David Pukin?
Yeah. Yeah, Paul was there. He came later. But 1010 came and interviewed David Pukin and I as we were hanging out outside the Sky Dome.
Mm-hmm.
And I've gone on record earlier this year as saying Roy Halladay is a farty asshole and I don't like him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally sold that out. Because the guy asked me if I was excited for Roy Halladay coming back. And I was like, yeah, he's great. He is tall, he has a beard, and he is the best baseball player, and I love him. And he's like, how are you going to react when he comes back? I'm like, I'm going to clap so hard, I'm going to give him a standing ovation.
I'm going to clap so hard, I'm going to break both my arms.
I love him so much. Ah! And David Pukin said the same thing.
So you didn't like him, and now you do like him again?
No. I feel like
is he back
I can
on
do
the
both.
Oh, Dave, you know what we haven't done yet?
What?
It?
Sex. The hot dog bet for this week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I had one if you don't have one.
Well,
I had one. It was probably the same as mine.
Oh, probably. So last week, what was the bet? It was an over-under.
Oh, it was the Romero.
It was an over-under on how many runs of support Ricky Romero would get in a one-week period because he had been struggling. Or the team had been struggling to drive in runs while he was pitching. So we said 5.5?
I think 6.5.
6.5. At any rate, they shattered that. They got 5 plus.
What was the other game he pitched?
The Philly game. 5 plus 6. 11.
Yeah. See?
Yeah. So you won another hot dog. Congratulations.
And I was proven right in when I said the Jays don't just not give certain people run support arbitrarily. It's just a random fluke.
Yeah. All right.
So vindicated hot dog bet winner again. You owe me like probably 4 hot dogs.
Probably. I just look bad this week.
Yeah. Every week we bet a hot dog on something happening this week,
mm-hmm.
and I have always won except for one time.
Yeah.
Or there's been a couple ties as well.
And the hot dog's code for oral sex?
Yep.
You cracked the code, Dan.
Hot dog is code for messy on-air blowjob.
Yeah, that was the Da Vinci code.
All right, what was your idea this week?
Oh, my idea was to predict the 2 finalists in the home run derby.
Okay.
With the All-Star Game MVP as a tiebreaker.
Mine was, okay.
I was going to say the winner of the home run derby, except we would probably both want to pick Bautista.
Yeah, okay. So for the AL, I'm going to say Bautista.
Yeah.
In the NL, who do we have? We have,
Or do the finalists have to be from both leagues?
I don't think so.
Yeah, it could be.
Because 1 year it was Vladdy and Rios, right?
Yeah. I can look up the...
No, I think I know. I think it's Ricky Weeks, who is not going to do well, I don't think.
Prince Fielder.
Prince Fielder.
I'm sorry, what's his name?
Prince Fielder? Do you remember Cecil Fielder?
Oh my god. Oh yeah, okay.
It's Cecil's kid.
Well, when he comes up to bat, do they have to like, do 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 do? It's Prince Fielder.
His Royal Highness.
Prince Fielder
Prince
is up to bat.
The Duchess of Fielding.
And he doesn't actually bat. There's someone else who bats for him, like
yeah,
a little slave.
And he sits on a throne.
And he sits on a throne and then they carry...
Throws cakes at him.
Oh!
Or he's on a rickshaw and they run him over the bases.
Ooh,
or do
nice
you just
catch. Want to
pick who... Do you want to pick who are the finalists? Or do you want to pick like who from the National League and who from the American League will do best? Or do you just want
I think
finalists?
The finalists.
Finalists, Bautista.
So we have Weeks, Ortiz... Fielder.
Holiday.
Holiday. Gonzalez. Adrian Gonzalez.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be him. He's not really a home run hitter.
He's got a lot of home runs.
He does, but he's not like... That's not like his strength. That's not what he goes for. You know?
I think it is.
He's more of a doubles guy.
I don't think so. I think you're thinking of Lyle Overbay.
Oh, yeah. Lyle Overbay's going to win.
Oh, yeah, Robinson Cano and Matt Kemp, I think, are the guys that...
Matt Kemp?
We haven't mentioned. Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I'm going to say Bautista. And, I'm going to say Fielder. I really want to win this week.
I'm going to say Bautista and Adrian Gonzalez, just to prove you wrong.
Okay. And All-Star Game MVP? Bautista.
Granderson. No, wait.
Is that really someone's name, Granderson?
Yeah.
Curtis Granderson.
You know what? His name should be Prince. Prince Granderson.
Who's a fun All-Star?
Is Brian Wilson going?
I think so. But pitchers don't usually win the MVP.
No, they don't. Because they don't pitch for long enough.
Yeah. I'm going to say... Lance Berkman.
No.
Well, we'll see.
No.
In the starting lineup.
I just don't think so.
I'm pretty cocky for someone who's lost a million hot dog bets.
That's the beautiful thing about me, Dave. Alright, so I picked Bautista twice.
Yeah. Oh, I also picked Bautista for the finalists of the Home Run Derby.
Yeah. I think he has to, right?
Well, unless he just is not good at it.
How is he not? Like, that's like he spends his life preparing for home runs.
There's a lot of good home run hitters that don't do well in a derby situation.
Yeah, but he's like a consummate home run hitter. Like, he's not like Gonzalez. What I mean by he's not a home run hitter is like, yeah, obviously he hits home runs, but he doesn't. That's not what he tries to do.
Yeah,
he tries to cash the RBIs. He goes opposite field a lot. I don't think that'll translate super well into the derby.
We'll see. I just go by hunches.
It seems to work out for you.
Yeah.
So, a lot of baseball players seem to have facial hair.
Yeah.
And different designs, different patterns. Can you guys elaborate on that? What's happening on their faces? The face of baseball, what's happening on it?
What?
You heard him.
I don't think I understood him.
Baseball players have faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, start at the beginning, Darren. Where did their faces come
and,
from?
I don't know that. And on their faces, they have hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them have it in different designs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so
I heard that part.
Okay, just for the record, Darren is sober.
But
doesn't sound like it, but he is sober. I
but
sure.
Like,
I
okay.
Wanna, I want to know why. I don't.
What's the question?
Yeah. What do you want us to explain?
Yeah. Is this a metaphor?
I think people are just like, I'm going to shave like this today.
I feel like I understand Darren pretty well. May I, Darren? May I speak on your behalf?
So you feel...
Okay, what's up with the facial hair designs?
Oh.
You think it's different than people you meet in everyday life?
Yeah, and I think other sports too. I think there's more facial hair and...
In baseball?
And more arrangements. Except for playoff hockey.
But that's not... They don't take care of their hair. They're just like dirty bastards then.
Yeah, these are well trimmed and groomed. Like, what's happening?
I think
they're all really influenced by Queen Street hipsters.
If I might, I think there's a lot of Puerto Ricans, and they're very sassy and have a lot of flair.
They're very
That's racism.
Well, that's what baseball is.
Yeah, that's the theme of the show, so it's appropriate, dude.
Is the face of baseball? Is it a Puerto Rican man with finely trimmed facial hair?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that baseball?
Yeah. Carlos Delgado.
Jose Bautista.
He's from the Dominican, though.
Yep, yeah, same thing.
Paul. Oh, they had another in the greatest Blue Jay regular season moments brackets today. This week's is Carlos Delgado's 4 home runs in a game versus... Roy Halladay's almost no-hitter in his second start as a Blue Jay.
I'll give it to Delgado.
Yeah. Yeah, better to do something than to almost do something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Delgado did it, and Halladay almost did it. That's the reasoning I was going to give to.
Darren, what do you say?
I have to agree. I mean, to almost do something? That seems like a joke. You can't do that in... You can't do that in a real sport.
I was watching that game.
Something.
That game was a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Is Dotel smoking a cigarette?
Yeah. He doesn't care.
No, that's not a cereal.
It's a lollipop.
It's a lolly.
Yeah.
He's this little schoolgirl bitch.
It's a cigarette flavored lollipop.
Yeah. It's one of those lollipops you can lick all day.
Ooh, Ray J.
Ray J. Davey.
Is he going to make it to first base?
He made it.
We can't wait to see them kiss.
Interesting, the sex analogy for baseball, the bases, it originally started because they didn't have bases in the first 20 years of baseball. They just had spots, so you were just on your first spot, second spot. It was kind of silly. So players were standing around a lot, and because they lack athletic ability, it got tiring for them. So they started putting out pillows on the bases, and it was actually called first pillow, second pillow, third pillow.
Yeah.
And they could take naps during the game. And that's how this sexual reference came, because you're sharing your pillow with this other guy, dude.
You lie down.
You're both there, lying together,
just
sleeping.
Face to face.
Spooning.
And then, you've been spooned sometimes in the dirt. And it created the sex analogy.
And eventually, if you lie down on a pillow with someone in dirt for long enough, you're eventually going to start doing stuff, fooling around.
Yeah.
Right? You can't really help it.
Shit's going to connect.
you're going to make a connection.
And then the pillow evolved to a base, and that was Mr. Peanut.
No, wait a minute.
Peanut, he's a real gentleman.
Before that, they put a whole mattress there, didn't they? A whole king-size mattress.
Oh, you're right, I skipped that part.
But they took up so much space, they were too close together, you could literally jump from one mattress to the next.
They were almost the mattress was almost touched.
Which was a lot of fun, but seemed kind of pointless.
Why would Mr. Peanut make the bases harder?
Well, he discovered baseball in the late 80s. And
he said it was invented in 53.
Yeah.
Well, it's a long process. To get all
so he discovered baseball after Tom Selleck invented the bat.
Exactly. Well, he lives in London, England. He's a real gentleman.
What does he sound like again?
He's got an accent.
What does
he sound like? How does that go?
It's jolly good game of baseball. Pretty much it.
So you saying baseball was invented, but Mr. Peanut only found out about it.
That's what I meant. He found out about it, and he was like, how can I make this better? But was like, how could I make this better?
Yeah.
And he...
And then his monocle fell out.
Sometimes it does, but it always gets back. But he made that decision, and it caught on. He suggested it. It was bases. Base. It makes sense.
better than pillows, though?
Well, it was mattresses at this point, so...
Right, so everyone was tripping all over the place.
Yeah, they were tripping hazard. It was dangerous, you know.
Okay.
Hmm.
That's a history lesson for you.
You're so smart, huh?
Yeah. You know a lot, Darren Barlow.
Thanks.
You've done well.
If you guys have an applause sound effects, you should put that in right there.
We'll ask Steve to do that when he comes back from Asia.
You guys, I finally found my data.
Sorry, the podcast's over, Paul.
Ah!
Yeah, sorry.
Game got rained out, so we had to stop.
Game's done, buddy.
Game's rained out?
Yeah.
We're still winning?
Yeah. Jays win.
Mm. Well, all right. Well, good night, everybody.
Just as bonus material, why don't you tell us your bit?
Alright, well, what?
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Alright, so while I was in Cleveland, I interviewed that guy who plays drums.
Oh, sweet.
In the bleachers.
Yeah.
The doom, 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 doom.
Oh, yeah, I told you you should do
yeah,
that.
I saw him.
Great.
And no, I mean, I interviewed him.
John Adams.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Also the second president of the United States.
Yeah, I interviewed
him. He's still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's still
Did you see
he's
that
a
video
zombie.
Series? He turned into a zombie at the
he's
end.
He's a zombie. He plays the drums. And
yeah.
A Cleveland Indians game.
The Walking Dead is the sequel to John Adams.
He's protesting the racism with his drums. Anyhow.
Yeah, he said, I'm not going to stop drumming until the racism does.
You interviewed him, man.
So I interviewed him, you know, just to kind of pick his brain. He's a long-standing, very famous Indians fan.
Yeah.
So I just decided to sit down and have a little chit-chat with him. So I'm going to read you now the interview I did with Indians drummer John Adams. Okay. First question I asked was, what are some of your influences? And he goes like Dave Matthews, racism, fucking the Pronk,
yeah,
Travis Hafner, the Pronkster.
That counts as two.
Yeah, that's two.
What's
the
Pronkster?
Prong and the Pronkster?
That's Travis Hafner's nickname.
Okay.
He's that guy that hit that home run that made
yeah.
me cry.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the next question I said. What was the weirdest thing you've ever seen at an Indians game? And he goes, Manny Ramirez pissing on the mini monster during the seventh inning of Game 3 of the 1997 World Series. That was weird.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
All these did.
Yeah, these all happened. This is a real interview.
Do you remember that?
It's a real interview. The third thing I asked him was, what was your job before you were the Indians drummer? And he was like, I was like an actor or a doctor or a lawyer or something. I forget.
It's been so long.
One of those actor, doctor, lawyers?
He's so into the drumming now. It's
I forget,
like,
yeah, the rhythm has taken over his life. All right. And then the fourth thing I asked him. For real, was what's the most important lesson baseball has taught you? And he goes, he's like, all you need to own is a drum. After that, all you need is the confidence to do something that's super easy in a racially insensitive context. That's the most important.
Oh. I thought it was harder than that, but it turns out.
No, he's just
nice.
Going boom, 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 boom. What's happening?
They're playing baseball.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Indian, yeah. They're still playing baseball.
And then, finally, I asked him, what is the greatest Indians team of all time? And he says, the Indians, they suck. I'm really just here for the racism.
What a jerk.
And at that point... Yeah, I ran out of questions.
You probably were so ticked off, you were like, I'm out of here.
I was like, this interview is over.
Yeah. To be fair, John Adams, when he was born, there's a lot more adversity between colonial settlers and the natives.
Absolutely.
He's never really gotten over it.
Yeah. That's why he's a zombie drummer in Cleveland.
It's the last place on Earth where he can be racist.
Yeah. The last post.
Okay, guys, I want your opinion on something. We were talking about the sexy bases before.
Uh-huh.
What is third base? Is it vagina touching or oral sex?
Mm.
It's both.
I think it's vagina touching.
Can we clarify what first base is first?
I think it's
making
kissing.
Out.
First base is making out.
Like kissing.
Yeah.
I thought it was just making eye contact for 2 seconds with someone
no,
you've never met.
That's the junior bases.
Oh, God. You would have thought you were a real slut then.
Yeah. You come home to Mel and be like, I made it to first base with like 80 chicks today.
A lot of them were kids.
Second, I thought
I feel terrible, but I couldn't look away.
I thought second base was almost speaking to someone who you find attractive, but then not doing it and walking the other way.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Is that second base?
Mm.
I've trod that base many
Asia.
Times.
I think in Asia, that's second base.
Yeah, like in Singapore.
Back to Asia.
Yeah. And then I think third base is like, you know that Japanese thing where you kill yourself with a sword?
Yeah.
Yeah.
As an honor. I think that's
Harry
third
Carey.
Base. Yeah, that's third base in Asia.
Yeah,
yeah.
Harry Carey.
Harry Carey.
Yep, Harry Carey.
What's home plate in Asia?
It's actually
Harry
a bowl Carey? Of noodles.
Oh.
It's not a plate at all. It's a bowl of noodles.
Right.
And it's
which
delicious.
Is why they call
not
it
rice?
The bowl plate.
No, and it's delicious. Anyway, sorry, back to the real thing. So I think first base is just like you're kissing, you're making out,
yeah.
You're making noises to make them think it's really great. Second base is I think you're touching a boob.
Yeah, at least
to
one.
Grope. You're groping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're groping.
Hand up the
over.
Shirt.
It's all over the...
Over clothes, under clothes.
Over
clothes. Doesn't matter, because
you're think,
above the equator.
I think it's over clothes, and
yeah.
Then third base is anything under clothes.
Yeah.
But,
you know, but
no,
down south, anything under your clothes down south.
Yeah.
And
okay.
Then home base is, I think where you...
Raising a child.
You fall in love. You fall in love.
Yeah. And a little bit of...
Mm.
See that, Darren?
Can you explain that to people who can't see you?
You better explain it, Darren.
What falling in love is?
What
yeah.
Dave's doing with his hands.
This?
His left hand, he's pointing his pointing finger.
Index. Yeah.
Index. And his right hand is cupped.
Like a cave, or...
Is
yeah.
Yeah.
Or, yeah.
And the index finger of his left hand is being inserted into the
and then and then taken out quickly
and taken
yeah.
out quickly
and then put back in quickly.
It's an in and out motion back and forth repeatedly doing it.
This is definitely the longest I've ever been doing
maybe
this.
You could do that closer to the microphone and people can hear it.
It's hear it is, yeah. It's very dry.
Wait, are you doing sex?
Paul got it. Paul wins charades again.
Oh,
we only have one card. We do it every time.
You've mastered that one charade.
Yeah.
My whole life is a charade.
Yeah. There is a lot of ways to do that charade, though. Like, you can do this. Now I'm like doing a pelvic thrust.
That's like you're trying to get out of a pool.
Yeah. Or rowing a boat.
You can do that you can do that horizontally as well.
Yeah, kind of how's that?
Well
go?
You would just lie down and then you get the same.
Can you show us?
Can you show us?
Alright.
Do you know this isn't a video podcast?
Listen. First base one fist. Second base two fists. Third base two fists in a pool.
Is that maybe for lesbians?
No, fourth base
boxing.
Two dudes, one fist.
You're thinking of lesbians.
Fifth base, two lesbians, four fists.
Wait, how many bases are there?
I don't know.
As many as it takes.
As many fists as you get.
Well, that's the uniqueness of every baseball stadium. You can have any number of bases that you want, I understand.
It's true. Yeah.
Yeah, in Oakland they have like 18 bases. No one ever scores.
Yeah.
So what's that analogy like, eh? Hey guys, think about that one for a second.
Kinky shit.
Now, what's going on with all the steroids?
All the what?
All the steroids.
All right, they caught everybody.
Yeah.
Who's on
them?
They
caught everyone. They went out with a big net and on horseback.
Where's Mark McGwire?
He's the hitting coach for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so he admitted to it. Why will Barry Bonds not admit to being on steroids?
Because he's a loser.
Because general consensus is that he was on steroids.
Why would anyone
right?
want to admit to it? You're going to try and
get
away with it as long as you can.
Maybe he didn't take him.
Yeah, maybe. Well, I think with Barry Bonds, it was like he was one of the...
Right. See what that fly guys.
That's all right.
I'm so embarrassed.
Hey, can I do my Mark McGwire impersonation for you guys?
Please.
He's a hitting coach, right?
Yeah.
So I'm Mark McGwire, and Paul, you're a baseball player. So come to me for some advice.
Hey, coach.
Yeah, what's up? How's it going?
How do I hit like you?
All right. Take these fucking steroids, man.
But it won't. Aren't those illegal?
Shut up and eat them.
I thought I was supposed to inject them. Do I eat the whole needle?
Too late. Needle in.
Why is it making that sound?
That's the sound of steroids.
Oh god, that needle's full of air.
It's a hydraulic powered
How
needle.
Long is this needle gonna take?
Until you die, I mean, are good at baseball.
Oh, sorry, I'm just taking a piss.
I don't feel good.
I pee steroids. Now you can drink it.
I pee steroid air.
And that was my impersonation of Mark McGwire, who is a hitting coach.
Very good.
Oh, what just happened? Ooh, look at this.
These guys hate each other.
This guy's a murderer. He's trying to hit them. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, this is...
I'm scared.
Retaliation for...
Yeah.
You saw the Ortiz Kevin Gregg fight, right?
Yeah.
Well, what's that pitcher's name? It didn't have it on his back.
I think that was Buck Holtz, wasn't it?
Was it?
What? Wait, is his first name Buck and his last name Holtz?
No, it's Clay Buck Holtz.
Oh
Clay
gosh.
Buck Holtz.
He should just go by Buck Holtz.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Did he do that on purpose?
Oh yeah.
That's
mean.
Yeah, they got into a huge fight the other day.
Yeah, the Red Sox.
Yeah,
and
they
Orioles.
Totally were talking because Buckholz had like told a whole bunch of people that Kevin Ortega was like making out with all these guys, and like it wasn't true. It was just like one of the guys. So then it turned into this whole big cat fight. And anyway, so then Buckholz was like, "Fuck, I'm just gonna throw this ball right at your face." And they're like, "Oh my god, I can't believe you did that." And then the umpire came out and was like, "You know what, get the fuck out of here. If you're not going to play by the rules, just go." Buckles was like, "What? What did I even do?" And he's like, "Don't play dumb." So that's what I think happened.
Aww, baby.
My god, he just took someone's baby.
Yeah, he's not getting away very fast.
That's what happens when they're not playing. They're holding babies. It's
yeah.
Baseball for you.
They're really heroes.
Was that really a baseball player?
So that's where Bautista is right now. He's holding some babies.
Yeah.
He went to hold some babies.
Like, Bautista, take it easy. You got some babies you gotta hold.
I brought you these babies.
I'll hold two of them. That's my Bautista.
I'll hold two.
I'll hold two of them, okay? Give me the two babies, I'll hold them.
Give me the two stupidest babies.
give me the ones you'll miss the least.
Give me the babies that are the biggest, I'll hold them. Bautista, no! Yes, I can do it. Those babies are too big for you. No, don't be silly. I can hold those babies, come on.
Come on. I got 30 home runs.
Come on, I can hold the baby.
I can hold the fucking baby I want to.
Come on. Just give me those babies.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys. This might be a bit confusing for you, but this is like 5 days later, and we're editing the podcast, and we just discovered that we don't really have an ending for it, because this was pretty much at the end of the game. The Jays ended up winning 7-1, by the way, so congratulations.
Way to go, Jays.
Yeah, so it's Friday night right now, so don't freak out. anyway, so...
don't get the time bends.
Dave's wife, Krista, called.
Yeah,
and we put her on speakerphone, because Mel and Darren hadn't talked to her in a long time.
It was a great reunion with lots of in-jokes that you wouldn't get.
Then the game ended... and then we left it recording for so long, and then it said maximum capacity for GarageBand.
Yeah.
So Jays win.
The computer out the window.
Coming up, our All-Star Game podcast, which was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Stick around for that one.
We're watching the Jays game right now, actually, funnily enough.
Don't confuse them.
Yeah, this is against the Yankees. It'll all make sense when you're older.
All right, go listen to the All-Star game.
Go back to bed, assholes.